You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. Let's hang out for a while. What do you say? The music of the stars. They write songs about times like these. Graduation day, the beginning of June. You gotta love it. People getting behind the wheel to see where the road takes them. You ever do that with a bunch of friends? Want to hear all the details? There aren't any. Just a lot of music. Maybe do an amusement park as a reward for graduation. Let's see, an anniversary. Six Flags, founded 1961, and the Magic Kingdom, 1971, Walt Disney. Did you visit those? Got a story about graduation? Oh, right away, our thoughts go flying. Hope your high school years were good ones. If not, well, they're over, aren't they? Oh, well, we have young folks still in school. Juniors, sophomores, yeah, I hear from them. It's an honor, thank you. The music of the stars. Here's to chasing your dreams in the years to come. Wishing you a graduation just the beginning of a lifetime of accomplishments. You turn the page on your high school years. May your next chapter be even more exciting and rewarding.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day at the senior. We danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day.
Though we live in sorrow, can face tomorrow,
knowing we'll never walk alone. When the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known,
we can face tomorrow.
When the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always, always graduation day. We'll remember.
The Four Freshmen, great song. Julie London.
Our day will come, and we'll have everything. We'll share the joy. Falling in love can bring. No one can tell me that I'm too young to know. Our day will come if we just wait a while. No tears for us. Make love and wear a smile. Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay in love this way. Our day will come.
Our day will come. Our day will come.
Our dreams have magic because we'll always stay this way. Our day will come.
First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald.
I'm out doing the usual places, and I'm living it like young. Then I dig me this face of all faces. He's the craziest like young. He drinks coffee at Cafe Espresso. He reads Kerouac like young. He goes where all the angry young men go. Recites poetry like young. We start blowing the pad around 11, and we're homing it like now. We spin records on cloud number 7, and he's reaching me like wow. I'm all unstrung, 'cause man, he's got me feeling like young. If he were to brush me and go, I'm starting to wear my hair again like a square again. I keep getting the kookiest notion. I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion. I think maybe it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young. Love soft as April snow. Notion, I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion. I think maybe it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville or Wildsville. We're making it like
There's Ella, Paul Francis Webster, David Rose in the orchestra, Andy Previn wrote that. The Music of the Stars, Bing Crosby, Connie Boswell, 1944.
You're sophisticated.
I think I'm naive.
Well, let's play the game that way.
Yes, that's what I believe. An apple for the teacher, that seems the thing to do. Because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, just to show that I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you're going to get all my attention, and your wish will be my rule. And maybe you'll be good to me, just keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I better start. Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart.
That seems the thing to do. Because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher, to show I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child, you'll get all my attention, your wish will be my rule. And maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. An apple for the teacher, that's how I'd better start. Then after a while, you may give in and let me bring my heart.
An apple for the teacher's always gonna do the trick.
Not if you didn't study your arithmetic.
I got an apple for the teacher, gonna meet with great success.
Well, it won't if you didn't memorize the Gettysburg Address.
I got a little bit of glamour and a charm that's cute and quaint.
I may excuse your grammar and believe you what you ain't.
I got an apple, big red apple for the teacher. That's how I'm fixing to start.
Then after a while, I may give in and let you bring your heart. Then after a while, she may give in and let you bring your heart.
Connie Boswell with Der Bingle, a tune by Jimmy Monaco and Johnny Burke, good buddy of Der Bingle. The Modern Heirs.
Here again, and the four Modern Heirs are a little worried just about that first report card. Boys, tell them how to be nice to teacher. Tell them.
This is no suggestion. This is no advice.
This is just another way of being very nice. An apple for the teacher, that seems a thing to do. Because I want to learn about romance from you. An apple for the teacher to show I'm meek and mild. If you insist on saying that I'm just a problem child,
you'll get all my attention. Your wish will be my rule.
And maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. You may be just a lemon, but he'll think you're a peach. Just bring an apple for the teacher when he starts to teach. Good morning to you, good morning to you. Good morning, dear teacher, good morning to you.
Good morning, kiddies.
Good morning, teacher.
It is now time for your music lessons. George, can you drum your homework for today? Very good. And Miff, how about you? Brother Nat, are you prepared? And little Gate, did you get yours straight?
All together, start to play your lessons for today. Maybe you'll be good to me and keep me after school. Bring an apple for the teacher, that's how it better start.
Then after a while you may give in and let me bring my heart.
Bring another apple, bring it to the teacher if you want to get good marks.
Right off the air, Paul Whiteman and the Orchestra, 1939. The Bells of St. Mary had a lot of thoughts about graduation. Here's Bing and Ingrid together. Thoughts about, well, here.
I knew a character once, a fella named Elmer Hathaway. He and I went through school together. Or rather, I went through school. Elmer just stood still. I think he was 3 years in the eighth grade. He's quite a boy. The teacher often wondered how he found his way to the schoolhouse. Sometimes he didn't. Kids used to make fun of him. He was sort of a dreamer. Sometimes he'd even forget what day it was, and he'd come to school on Saturday. Asked him who Plato was one day, and he said, Plato who? But he was good with his hands. He built a boat, a sailboat. One time he disappeared for, oh, 2 or 3 days, and when he came back, they asked him where he'd been, and he said, oh, just sailing. Well, he got to be about a foot taller than anybody else in the class, and they felt sorry for him, so they decided to pass him. Besides, I think they needed the desk at the time. He never knew about it, and from that time on, he developed assurance. You've heard of the Hathaway shipyards, haven't you?
Yes.
That's Elmer. And to this day, he takes care of his less fortunate pals. You know, the ones that used to get 99 and 100. If any of them are broke or out of a job, they can always work for Hathaway. He's a good man. By the way, just what is passing, anyhow?
75, you know.
Yes, I know that, but who started it?
Our school is based on it. Every school is, if we don't have standards.
Yeah?
But certainly you're not serious.
I am. Aren't we here to give the children a helping hand, or are we here to measure their brains with a yardstick? Why do they have to have 75 to pass?
You would put the standard at 65, Father?
Why not?
Then why not at 55? Why any grades at all? Why don't we close the school and let them run wild?
Maybe. Be better than breaking your...
Bells of St. Mary, 1948. Love that picture. Teresa Brewer.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching that golden rule. American history and practical math. If you study them hard, then maybe you'll pass. You work your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes that bell. Lunchroom is ready to sell. You're lucky if you can't find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom and open your books. Woo! But you just don't know how mean she looks.
Hurry up, Johnny. It's 8:30. It's the first day of school and you mustn't be late.
Oh, I don't have to be there till 9:45. I've got lots of time. So sing it again?
Sing what?
That school day song. You know, the one when you were a girl in calico.
Oh, you mean the song we used to sing when I first went to school.
Yes, that's the one. Sing it again.
School days, school days. Dear old golden rule days. Reading and writing. And arithmetic taught to the tune of a hickory stick. I was your girl in calico. You were my bashful barefoot beau. I wrote on your slate, I love you, Joe. When we were a couple of kids.
The golden rule, anyway.
Why don't you know? To everyone be kind and true, just as you'd have them be to you. And if you obey that simple rule, you're sure to be happy at school. Well, Johnny, tell me all about your first day at school. How did you like it? And what did you learn?
Well, it wasn't like I thought it would be. A lot of things seemed strange to me, but I liked it. School days, school days, brand new golden rule days. I've got a pencil and paper too, crayons all yellow and red and blue. I learned to write my ABCs. I learned that one to make three. Soon I'll be adding 5 and 9. I think school is gonna be fine. School days, school days.
Brand new golden rule days. You'll have a pencil and paper too. Crayons all yellow and red and blue.
I learned that too. Soon I'll be learning so much more.
And soon you'll be adding 12 and 8.
I think school is gonna be great.
No more pencils, no more books, No more teachers' dirty looks. Dropouts! Dropouts! Yay!
On dropouts down the field, ain't we the national shame? Cheer for our fun-loving breed who can't hardly read or write our name. March, dropouts, backward march, ain't we a tragedy? Leave us, unite, and fight, fight, fight for good old stupidity. Drop, dropouts out of school, proud of the will to fail. You won't find us in the school halls, look in the pool halls or in jail.
Long may our colors wave, sons of the black and blue.
Light-hearted chaps who steal hubcaps, we've got nothing else to do. Enjoyment, your unemployment check is due.
Soon, dropouts, very soon, you'll wear a different hat.
Soon you will be in the army, just try dropping out of that.
Willie was a senior at Steele High School. An outstanding student, especially in the subjects of literature, history, and science. He planned to attend Yale Divinity School after graduation. Willie was also a fine athlete, baseball, football, hockey, gymnastics. In fact, he was playing hockey with the high school varsity team one March day when all at once his promising future blew away like dandelion fluff. Young fellow on the other team didn't mean to hurt Willie. He just swung his stick back, accidentally striking Willie in the face, but the damage was considerable. Willie, who weighed less than 140 pounds, was knocked flat on his back. His front teeth went flying in all directions. His mouth was bloody hamburger. A surgeon did the best he could. Willie would have to stay home and rest for a while, but before the teenager was well enough to return to school, he developed terrible stomach trouble and then heart trouble. Now he was a semi-invalid. The pressure of his studies would prove intolerable. So Willie dropped out of school. Willie dropped out of high school. There would be no Yale, no ministry. The family's hopes for academic distinction now rested with Willie's kid brother. I said the family's hopes for academic distinction now rested with Willie's kid brother. But this is the rest of the story. Little brother disliked school. He was a bright pupil, just not sufficiently inspired by the curriculum. And something else, the teachers were often tough on him. Back in sixth grade, for example, the youngster, this is the younger brother now, remember, got into a bit of minor mischief for which his teacher, Miss Bond, sent him home, and he was told not to return until Miss Bond had met personally with one of his parents. There were 2 weeks left before the end of school year. Dad was away on business. Mother was otherwise busy, so the little boy, well, he never did finish the sixth grade. The family had moved to another town before he re-entered high school. He got good grades, but once again failed to win the respect of many of his instructors, and that may have exasperated him more than he let on. Anyway, one day before graduation, the boy quit school forever. Now, his excuse was that there were too many required subjects that did not interest him. That was the reason he gave for dropping out. In any event, his academic career was over, as was his older brother's. And surely their father must have anguished over the future of his sons. Those two boys, who would forever be high school dropouts in a highly competitive world. Well, the boys drifted in and out of some ordinary jobs. But then one day, these two dropouts, these two lads, neither of whom was making it in any specific job, teamed up. And the result was one of the greatest achievements in the history of mankind. Your notions may have been misconceived regarding the two men who took that first giant leap at Kitty Hawk. Now I hope you'll always remember their initial underachievement. The two high school dropouts, Wilbur and Orville, the Wright brothers. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Music of the Stars. Santiago Rodriguez is the keyboard.
Be glad you're alive. To be grateful because people are kind to you. To be able to see some of nature's great wonders. The budding of flowers in spring and the changing leaves in the autumn. To be able to appreciate beautiful music. To be conscious of the beauty of tasting and feeling and hearing only the things that are good for you. To be aware of why you're here. I can go on and on and on, but...
Well, why don't you, Father?
I think I will.
Every time you're near a rose, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is fresh with dew, aren't you glad you're you? When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got two ears? And if your heart is singing too, aren't you glad you're you? You can see a summer sky or touch a friendly hand or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't life grand? And when you wake up each morn, aren't you glad that you were born? Think what you've got the whole day through. Aren't you glad you're you?
Well, Patsy, I'll leave you with those few little thoughts. What do you make of them?
Well, if you can't appreciate your five senses...
Thank you.
Patsy Carroll there. Kind of vanished after the Bells of St. Mary. Tomorrow it's a birthday of Marilyn Monroe, her centennial, 100 years. Hollywood's definitive bombshell. And the mystery goes on. Marilyn Monroe with that turbulent life and a death that's still shrouded in mystery. Controversy, tragedy, died alone. There's never been, never will again be a movie star quite like Marilyn Monroe. Tomorrow she would turn 100.
Thank you. 7 years I've been a Roman. 7 years I left the valley. Now I live just for my true love to see. When dawn's a-breaking, go and cross the wide Missouri, where my love, she stands a-waiting
Winterhalter. He conducted the Milwaukee Symphony for 1 year. Irvin Drake wrote that, and that's Stuart Foster at the microphone, the music of the stars. Norma Jean Mortensen, a real name, born in L.A., 1926, 100 years ago tomorrow, to a single mother. The mother diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. Marilyn said, some of my foster families used to send me to the movies to get me out of the house. Then I'd sit all day and way up there in front, that big screen, little kid, all alone, and I loved it. Remembering Marilyn Monroe 100 years. Marilyn Monroe, at 100, began a relationship with Arthur Miller, prize-winning playwright, while she was on a break from the movies, studying at the Actors Studio in New York. Got her best reviews. Marilyn and Jane Russell.
Mademoiselle?
Cafe.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right. This one thing I know.
When love goes wrong, a man takes flight, and women get uppity, oh. The sun don't beam, the moon don't shine, the tide don't ebb and flow.
Clock won't strike, a match won't light.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right.
The blues all gather round you,
crazy mademoiselle,
and day is dark as night. A man ain't fit to live with.
Dis-moi, mademoiselle.
And a woman's a sorry sight.
Fais la guerre!
Don't buzz, fish don't bite, clock won't strike, a match won't light.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right.
Say pray, say pray, touche, touche.
A woman's a fright, a terrible sight.
A man goes out, gets high as a kite. Love is something you just can't fight.
You can't fight it, honey, you can't fight it.
When love goes wrong,
no vows, honey, just eight bars and off.
Nothing goes right.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, you're just in time.
It's like we said, you're better off dead. When love has lost its glow. So take this down in black and white. When love goes wrong, nothing goes right.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right. Nothing goes right.
Marilyn Monroe, Jane Russell, Count Basie, and the Mills Brothers. Graduation. Happy future.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whiff and poos assemble with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell.
shall I wasting and the Barney and the rest? We will serenade our Louie while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. Gentlemen songsters, off on a spree. Such as we, Bob, Bob, Bob.
Music of the Stars. Stand by for NBC News. We're on the air till high noon. High noon. Happy graduation. I hope.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.